Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, beginning our final chapter of Masechet Bechorot, Ma'aser Behemah, and as the title denotes, this chapter is devoted to Ma'aser Behemah, which we've touched upon briefly throughout the Masechet. And this Mishnah will remind us of several of the Mishnayot that we had in Masechet Chulin. Ma'aser Behemah Noheg Ba'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside, whether or not there's a Beit HaMikdash standing, even though Ma'aser Behemah, when Tam is brought as a Korban, B'Chulin Avalov Muktashim, it only applies to Chulin and not Muktashim, and we will deal with that forthwith in the Gemara. Noheg Ba'Bakar Ratzon applies to both the herd and the flock, but you cannot take Ma'aser mingling the herd and the flock and separate, let's say, a cow, and that will also cover sheep and goats. Bikvasimu vizim, but it does include sheep and goats, mitasvim nizalzen, they can be included together. Bechadashu v'yashan, it applies also to animals from a previous year, and we will see midway through the parak, towards the end of the parak, where that demarcation is in the year. But you have to take from each year separately. Shayabadin, and now we could argue that it should not have been that way. They are allowed to be mated together. You still can't separate masrot together. So certainly sheep and goats that are not allowed to be mated together, certainly they should not be able to take masrot together. Talmud Lomar Vatzon, the Torah says Bakar Vatzon, Mashma Koltzon Echad, that for purposes of Maser Beima, the flock is one single unit, sheep and goats together. Okay, they might need to look Rabbi Akiva. So it sounds like our Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachol Yaleh Adam Maser Beima Mechutz Laretz Ve'akrivenu. Maybe a person should be able to bring his Maser Beima from Bavel or from Egypt or somewhere else outside of Israel and offer it up as a korban. When there's a Beit HaMikdash, of course, Talmud Lomar, Ve'etem Shama Olotechem Zivchechem, Ve'et Ma'asrotechem. The Torah refers to two Ma'asrot. Shtei Ma'asrot Ketuv Ve'Daber, Chad Ma'aser Behemah V'Chad Ma'aser Dagan, the Ma'aser of the grain and the Ma'aser of the Behemah. And what's the interpretation? Makom Shata Ma'aleh Ma'aser Dagan, Ata Ma'aleh Ma'aser Behemah. Only from places where Ma'aser Dagan comes does Ma'aser Behemah come. Like Chutz La'aretz, very simple. The answer is Afilu Timur Bikiva. Our Mishnah could even be in accord with Rabbi Kiva. Kanli Karev, Kanli Kadesh. Rabbi Kiva is just saying you don't bring it up as a korban, but it does become sanctified even in Chutz La'aretz. And the proof is that Rabbi Kiva's proof text is Vahavetem Shama, about offering the korban. Shma mina. So if that's the case, what's the point of making it kadosh, if it's not going to be brought as a korban? The answer is the nechaba mumol abalim, to say that if you have maser beiman chutz laretz, it still counts, and therefore you may not eat it until it gets a mum. Okay, so how come we don't practice Maser Behemah today anymore? In Bavel, they didn't practice it anymore. The answer is Ravuna, Gzera Meshum Yatom. We will see that a Yatom, which is an animal that is born after its mother died, is exempt from Maser Behemah. And the problem is you may include the Yatom in your bunch, and as a result of that, you'll count and you'll have something not included, and the count will be off, and you'll have a wrong animal that will be brought. So Yachim Ikar Namilo. So if that's the case, then why did they do it back in the times of the Mikdash? Why isn't there a concern with Yatom? Elef Shabbach Chazah, the answer is that we can announce that Yatomim should not be included and don't bring them into the corral. So Achanam Ef Shabbach Chazah, so do the same today. So that can't be the reason. Ela Amar Rabba Mishum Takala. Because Bizman Azeh, you're going to separate Maser Behemah, and then it's going to be sitting around and until it gets a mum, you can't do anything with it, and somebody's going to shear it, or work it, or perhaps eat it, but without the getting a mum. But when there's a mikdash, that's not a problem, because you could bring it right away to the mikdash. Who says we're concerned about such things? We are. The Tanya is the bright that says, Ein makdish marichin machrim in bizan hazeh. In our day, without a mikdash, we don't declare things hekdesh, or commit to bringing arachim, or give something as hekdesh to the kohanim, machrimin. Why? Because nothing you could do with it. If you did so, if it's an animal, then you have to put it in a room and let it die, so nobody will violate the sanctity. If there are things that erode, you're kavu, let them erode, like fruit and clothing and stuff. If you have metals that won't erode, you'll lichli yamamelach, you take it to yamamelach and bury it there and throw it into yamamelach and it disappears. Point is that we have to be concerned about these things, and therefore we see that's why we employ this concern for Maser Beimah Bizman Hazeh. Ezu Ikur, how do you do this thing with the Mei Beimah? No, El Dal B'Fanav Bimeitam Eilai. You lock it in a room and it dies. So Yachi Bechor Nami Lo Likadesh, so therefore Bechor in our day should also not be Mikadesh. The answer is Bechor B'Dan Tal Yimota, that's not up to us to do. Berechem Kadosh, it's Bechor is a Bechor is a Bechor. What we meant was, why don't we make sure that every time that our animal is about to give birth to its first, we are makne, in case it's a boy, we're makne an ear or one part to a non-Jew, and therefore, once there's yad ovid kocham bamsad, it's pater from bachor, as we saw in the beginning of the first parak and the second parak. The likdash mikara, so there's no hekdash. The answer is because there's another solution. Efshakud Rav Yehuda. What did Rav Yehuda say? Yam Rav Yehuda. You're allowed to put a mum onto a b'chor before it gets born. So you could do the same thing with Maser Behema, put a mum on it. So we already dealt with this several times. Who knows which one's going to come out number 10? See, you set it up so it's number 10. You're not allowed to distinguish and set them up that way. We'll see that that's not exactly the case, and there is a possibility of doing that towards the end of the parak. But in general, you can't set one particular one up and say, this I want to arrange it, this should be the 10th. So this, which was an argument we employed earlier in the Masachet, to justify why a person is believed about mumim, because he could have done this, say, why don't we just do this bizman hazeh? Just put a mum on every animal you have, and therefore there'll never be a problem of takala. The answer is mehirai yibaneh beit hamikdash. We believe and we hope the beit hamikdash will be built immediately. We have to bring animals, and if all of everybody's animals have a mum, we can't bring anything. So why do you say that the solution for the Bechor is to put a mum on it? You have the same problem. The answer is very simple. You don't have to bring Bechorot as Korbanot. You really can't. You bring them as a Bechor, but you can't bring them for another thing because they're already a Bechor. So you bring other animals. So the same thing with Maser Behema. After all, if an animal is bought, it's not Chayv Maser Behema. So have those be the ones that you keep tamim. The answer is Kevin that you shadi be mum b'chule edre, because according to what you're suggesting, you're going to put a mum on all of your animals that are there. Ushchichi mumi p'sili b'kodshim, and then there's mumi that just happen on their own. Tafil dukin shmai nami pasli, even those spots in the eyes are posel. So therefore, if you rely only on the ones that you bought, lo shchichi. Of course, there is another solution, which is that any time that a Jew has an animal bought, he should trade it with another Jew as an animal born, and then everything would be lekuchin, and there would be no balimum, and you'd have that solution, but that's not how they went. Okay, so mukdashin pshita, it's obvious that you can't, that mukdashin would not have maser behema. Lav didaininu, they're not yours. Why would you think that maser behema applies? The answer is b'kotchim kalim v'alibir Rabbi Yosei Glili. According to Rabbi Yosei Glili, kotchim kalim, meaning like you take an animal and you say, this is going to be a shlamim, the kotchim kalim v'alibir Rabbi Yosei Glili. He believes that that belongs to you. The Tanya, u'ma'ala ma'al b'shem. There's an extra word in that phrase about mi'ilah. The rabot kotchim kalim shen mamon ba'alim to Rabbi Yosei Glili. Rabbi Yosei Glili says, even that which belongs to you, which is kotchim kalim, still mi'ilah applies. And so you say Rabbi Yosei Glili holds that way. Now, Salka Daita Chamin Eliasru, I might think that you should take Maser Behema from these, so Kamash Malan, that you don't. Veima Achinami, why indeed are you not able to Imakdish Kochim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, which really are considered owned by you? The answer is, Yehiya Kadosh, we say that the 10th one that comes in is Kadosh, Amrachmana Velosh Kfar Kadosh, means it has to be something that wasn't yet Kadosh, and you're making it Kadosh with the action of counting at number 10. Okay, now Tamad Echata Vachmana Yeh Kadosh, let's examine this. It's only because we have the phrase that says Yeh Kadosh, that we say you can't use Kodshim, according to Yosei Glili, Kodshim Kalim, to include in Maser Behema. So if it weren't for that, we would think that Kedusha Maser does fall on these. That doesn't make sense. Hashta Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kala Lo Chayla. We have, as we'll see in a moment, a Braita that teaches us that, a Mishnah that teaches us that even if you have something which has light Kedusha on it, more severe Kedusha can't come on it. Once it has its own Kedusha, it can't be changed. So Kedusha Kala Mibaya, certainly a light Kedusha of Masa Behema can't be Chal on a light Kedusha of Shlamim. Mahi, what's that? Didnan, Achad Kodesh Mizbeach, Achad Kodesh Bet HaKabayit, Ein Mesharin Otam Mikedusha LeKedusha. Whether you have Kodesh Mizbeach, Kodesh Bet HaKabayit, you can't change their status of which Kedusha they have. Makdishno to Hikdish Ilui, you can bit Hikdish Ilui, which means that you can add in as a gift to the Mikdash the value, if it's Kodesh Mizbeach, that you could have gotten from somebody who's Yisrael, who's got a grandson who's a Kohen, who said to you, please ask my grandson to be the one to offer the korban so he'll get to eat it. That's Tovat Hanah. That you could add in as a gift. Umachriminoto. Good. But you can't change it. So therefore, you cannot change Kodesh Berakabayit to the Kodesh Mizbeach, which is far more severe. Certainly, you cannot change or add on to Shlamim to add on to the feature of Maser Behema. The answer is Ma'udatei Mahatam the Chomei Ma'alav La'ola Kaima. Maybe that's different, because in that case, animals are not born to be an Ola. They're born to be an animal, and then some are picked. Aval Hacha the Chomei Ma'alav the Maser Kaima, but every animal is going to go into the Maser bin. Avagav the Akdashav Lopaka Isura de Maser Minah. And they use an interesting phrase here. Maybe when you took your animal and you said, this is going to be a shlami, maybe it's maaser potential, if you will. They're calling it Isur maaser, but the maaser track that it had is not gone. And therefore, maybe it could still kick in. So, l'may nafkamina, what would be the difference? Whether it's maaser or not maaser. Meaning, once it's shlamim, it has to be brought to the mikdash. So, if it's... So it's going to be eaten the same way. So what's the difference? The answer is lo yimacher v'lo yigael. There's an isur about maaser beima that it can't be redeemed. So in other words, if you have shlamim and you say, when I put them in the bin and I count that it comes out to be number 10, it's also maaser beima. Well, that's fine as long as it stays tamim. Bring it to the mikdash and it serves double duty, if you will. Which was in the potential and our proposal, that's what would happen. But what would happen if it got a mum? If it's a regular shlamim, so you redeem it. But if it's a maaser, it can't be redeemed. So therefore, that's the difference between saying that the maaser is chal on it or not. Alright, so now in the Mishnah, we countered a potential kal v'chomer that would say that you should be able to, you should not be able to separate kvasim from and izim together, because after all, if chadash and yashan, which can be mated, can't be separated, kvasim v'izim certainly should not be able to be separated. So now let's flip that around. V'yu chadash v'yashan mitasvim mizel zem mikal v'chomer. Now why don't we say that animals from different years should be able to be separated together from that same kal v'chomer inverted? After all, goats and sheep are kilayim with each other, but they can go into one corral from Maser Behema. So certainly those should be able to be included. Talmud Lomar, aser to aser. When the Torah introduces Masrot, Maser Sheni, it uses the double phrase, aser to aser, you shall surely tithe. Bishtoi Masrot HaKatub Medaber, it's referring to two Masrot, just like we had before, Chad Maser Emav, Chad Maser Dagan. And we'll see why we picked this Pasuk instead of the earlier Pasuk, Vavetem Shama, that Rabbi Kiva used. Makish Maser Emav, Maser Dagan, what's the comparison? Ma Maser Dagan, Nechadash Al Eshan Lo, as we will see in a couple moments, you cannot separate Trumot to Masrot from one year's crop to the other. So therefore, the same thing as maser beima. So yachi vasim mizim nami leima makish maser beima masar dagan. So why don't you take it one step further and say, just like sheep and goats, if we're going to compare it to maser dagan, ma maser dagan mimin al sheino minolo, you cannot separate wheat for barley, let's say, af maser beima mimin al sheino minolo, so you can't separate sheep for goats. The answer is Rabbi Rachman Atzon. The Torah went out of its way to call them Tzon to make all sheep and goats one. So Yachi Chadash Yashan Nami. So they'd flip it around and say Chadash Yashan should be able to be taken. So Aktiv Aser Te Aser. So in other words, we have on the one hand sheep and goats being unified. On the other hand, Aser Te Aser, which somehow makes a split and says, just like Maser Dagan has to be taken year by year separately, so with Maser Behemah. So Maraita, so why did you prefer to read Maser Taser as comparing it for the purpose of years and Son as the purpose of connecting it for types? So Amarav Amar Kwashan Ashanak is the end of the Pasuk Aser Taser, and this is why they picked this Pasuk. It says Aser Taser Kol Tvuat Zarecha Aser Sadesh Shana Shana, meaning the Shana Ikashtiv Lo Davar Acher, meaning Aser Taser comparing Maser Dagan to Maser Behemah is only for the purpose of the years, keeping the years separate, and not for anything else. There we go. Okay, Tanatam, we have the Mishnah and Trumot, the very famous Mishnah. Ein Tormin Mimin Al Sheino Mino. You cannot take Truma from one type on another. Mimtarim Ein Truma To Truma. And even the Avad, it's not a valid Truma. Menani Mili, what's the source? So this goes back to the first or second generation of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, of Amarae Eretz Yisrael. Kochelev Yitzar V'chochelev Tirosh V'dagan. Look at the wording there. Chelev here means the fat, the best of. The best of the olives, the best of the grapes, the best of the grapes and the grain. Notice there's an extra chelev in there. Could it have just said, kol chelev yitzar tirosh v'dagan? So amrat torat in chelev lezev, chelev lezev. Therefore you have to give the best, ahinu truma, from each one. Now ashkachan tirosh v'yitzar. We see that the Torah separated olives from grapes. But tirosh v'dagan, dagan v'dagan minayin. How do I know that grapes and wine and even different kinds of grain and grapes or even different kinds of grains can't be separated together? Kal v'chomer. Here we go. Uma tirosh v'yitzar shinan kilayim zevazeh. You're allowed to plant olives in a vineyard. And that's not kilayim. Eritasu mizelzeh. You still can't take masro together. So tirosh v'dagan. So wine and grain. Or dagan v'dagan, even different kinds of grain. Shem kilayim zebazeh. Wine and grain, meaning grapes and grain, is kilayim d'oraita, kilei akerem. Dagan v'dagan is kilei zra'im midorabanan. But there's still kilayim zebazeh. And odin shaloita surmi zelzeh. Certainly, you cannot take masrot from one on the other. The only problem is Rabbi Yoshia, who is the halacha. Remember the halachata kahani tlatzavi. Rabbi Yoshia d'amar ad shizrach chita usara v'chatzan m'mapolet yad. That you're not chayav for kilei zerem until you have wheat, barley, and a grape seed in one hand that you throw down in one pod. So then you don't have a proof. Because it's not true that wheat and barley, or wheat and grapes, or barley and grapes are kilayim d'oraita. So here's the argument. Ma tirosh v'yitzar, sharing kilayim zebazeh, afiloi dey devacher. If you have grapes and olives, even if a third thing comes in, that's not kilayim. But emitatsu mizelzeh, you still can't do it. Tirosh v'dagan, or dagan v'dagan, if you have wine, grapes, and wheat, or wheat and barley, that are kilayim with a third feature in there. Just put the third one that's missing in there. They certainly cannot be taken masrot one from another. And how do I know that if I'm taking maser from tomatoes and cucumbers that I can't do them together? Those are all drabanan. The answer is, hani drabanan inu. Everything that the Rabbanan established, they followed the pattern of the Torah. Just like the Torah's Truma, which is Tirosh, Dagan, V'Yitzar, cannot be taken one on the other. So the Rabbanans also follow that pattern. In Maser Behema, we don't have the separate word Maser. It says, V'chomasar bakar v'tzon. So yitasru mizelzeh. So therefore, you should be able to take flock and herd together, which we can't. So le'amakra ha'asiri. It says ha'asiri ha'kodesh. Why to say ha'asiri? Because you already said maser. That's the extra word, like chelev, ten asiri lezeh, ten asiri lezeh. The flock gets a 10, and the herd gets a 10. So yahik vasim mizim nami. So why don't you separate the sheep from the goats? The answer is vatson mashma kol tson echad. The word tson, put all the tson together, as we already seen. So why do we say if the Torah said grain, dagan, or as the British would call it, corn, all of it is one, and wheat and barley could be together? So Rabbiya reshitam. When it comes to dagan, it said reshitam, their firsts. So that means that the dagan has two different kind of firsts, the wheat first and the barley first. By the way, all of the grains fall under either wheat or barley. Chamavila reshitam. That's a baye. Rava ma below reshitam nami. Even without the word reshitam, I can still solve it. Mashma kol dagan echad lo matzidam. You cannot say that all of dagan is one thing, even without reshitam. There we said tzon is a meaningful word because mashma called tzon echad de isak adaitach vasim vizim nami lichtov v'chomaser beimah. Because if you think that sheep and goats are supposed to be done separately, there was another way for the Torah to write it, which is kol maser beimah, and then I'll know that each kind is taken separately. Chitem ektiv kol maser beimah v'mina afilu chaya. I would have thought to include chaya tachat tachat mikad shim kamar. We have tachat hashevet and tachat imo, and we know that only behemot are included, chayot are not included. So behemah would not have misled us here. Va'ati b'kavachom mechadash v'yashan, and then from chadash v'yashan I would say v'kavetzon, and then I would know that they're taken separately. So v'kavetzon lamali, why the Torah, instead of saying maser behemah, it said maser basar v'kavetzon. It's only the flock and herd that are separated. But within the flock, they're all one. When it comes to Dagan, it has to say Dagan. Right? There's nothing else that you could have written. So now let's flip it and say, maybe Bakar Batzon could be taken together. Rava also agrees that Ha'asiri is significant. The piece we had on top of the Amud, the word that we said, each one of them has their own Asiri. So that he has. Ikada Amri, there's another version of Sama Rava, below Asiri, Nami Lamatsira, right? So now it's going to flip it. Not Reshitam goes out, but Asiri goes out. I don't need Asiri. You can't say Bakavatsom Mitasir Mizel Zeh. You can't say sheep, a flock and herd can be taken together. Didkash Maser Meme Lamaser Dagan. Because we have, after all, aser te aser. They're both together. Ma maser dagan min al sheno minolo. Ha maser behemah min al sheno minolo. Just like maser dagan, you can only take for its own kind, so behemah also. Wait a second. Rav is the one who said aser te aser is only comparison for years and not for kinds. The answer is, hadabe rav meyahi. Rav changed his mind and said, yeah, no, the pasuk has a broader reach. One of those two drashot, either the recent one or the last one we had, was actually said by Rava's student, Rav Papa, and not by Rava. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.